Hi, welcome to Starry Trails May 2026. Our two brightest planets are putting on a great show once again in the evening sky this month. Soon after sunset, dazzling Venus can be located in the western sky. On May 1st, Venus is visible until about 10:30 p.m. and until 11 p.m. on May 31st. On May 18th, the crescent moon pairs with Venus for a lovely sight. On May 19th, the crescent moon will be above Venus. Jupiter will be up and slightly left of the crescent moon. That'll be another lovely sight. Venus and Jupiter will continue to get closer throughout the month. By May 31st, the two brightest planets will be 8 degrees apart. What a sight! Brilliant Jupiter is present in our night sky until 1 o'clock a.m. in early May, at midnight at month's end. You can locate Jupiter high in the western sky after sunset. Telescope views are great. Grab a pair of binoculars, and as you focus on Jupiter, you will see pinpoints of light by the king of the planets, which are the Galilean moons. And then the crescent moon pairs with Jupiter on May 19th and 20th. We also have two full moons for the month of May, so on May 31st, we'll have the blue moon. For our hike, we will begin around 9:30 p.m. Let's grab our jackets, starry trail map, and binoculars. We can still enjoy a few more hikes without mosquitoes. We will start by facing west. The two stars that look almost the same are Gemini the twins. The bright red-orange star to the right of Gemini is Capella. To the left of Gemini is the star Procyon. You may hear this called the Arc of Spring. Trek into the right and you will find the Big Dipper high overhead, pouring water out of the cup like the spring rains. Take the two stars at the end of the cup of the Big Dipper and draw an imaginary line to the next bright star. You have reached the North Star. The North Star, or Polaris, is at the end of the handle of the Little Dipper. Queen Cassiopeia, the W shape, is low in the north or below the Little Dipper. Head back to the Big Dipper. Hop off of the flat part of the cup and look for the shape of a backwards question mark. This would be the head of Leo the lion. And how about a challenge? You take your binoculars and scan to the left of Leo, almost to Gemini the twins. Do you see the beautiful beehive star cluster? Turn to the right or east. Look high, almost overhead, and arc off the handle of the Big Dipper to a bright red, yellow, orange star, Arcturus. Just below Arcturus and to the left, you will come upon a semicircle of stars. It looks almost like a necklace, but it's the Northern Crown or Corona Borealis. I always think that it looks like a smiley face. Hike down and to the left from Corona Borealis. There you will see a keystone or a crooked square shape. This is the body of Hercules, the bravest and strongest hero. Binocular time. Take your binoculars and scan around the part of Hercules that faces Corona. Do you see the fuzzy object? This is the finest globular star cluster in the northern skies. If you head down and to the left, you will spot the bright star Vega. Okay, journey back to Arcturus. Look right and you will see a bright blue-white star. This is Spica. It's part of the constellation Virgo. And Virgo hosts the sky's richest zone of galaxies. It is simply great telescope viewing in this part of the sky. Wow, what another great night of stargazing. Take one last breath of fresh spring air and head inside. Next month, the close pairing of Venus and Jupiter, can't wait, in signs of summer. Don't forget to visit starrytrails.com for maps and illustrations. And good night. See you next month.